Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October the 24th, 1850, an act was passed to provide for a more extensive and general education of the people of this island. This act would prove to be a watershed in the historical development of the education system in our island. For several years prior to this date, a grant had been provided from the public treasury in the amount of £750 sterling to the Bishop of Barbados towards the moral and religious education of the people of the island. The money had been used by the Anglican Church to pay the salaries of schoolmasters and mistresses at several schools in the island that had been established as religious foundations. The new act sought to support more schools and so to broaden access to education in Barbados. It was the first time in Barbadian history that a general policy for the promotion of education had been proposed and implemented. The Act of 1850 established an education committee consisting of the President and two other members of the Council, the Speaker of the House of Assembly, and three members of the House of Assembly. The committee was empowered to appoint an inspector of schools at a salary of £100 per annum. The inspector was charged with the responsibility of inspecting every school receiving public aid every 6 months, including those schools controlled by the Anglican Church, and to make special reports as necessary on any matter connected with the schools to the education committee. The committee in turn was empowered to consider applications for grants in aid to any school and to provide annual reports on the state of the schools to the governor and to the legislature. As part of the Act's provisions, the committee was given a budget of £3,000 to cover the first 2 years of its operation. Among the items that could be purchased using the grant were desks, books, maps, and other apparatus for the use of schools. The grant could also be used to augment the salary of schoolmasters and mistresses at poorer schools. One of the most innovative features of the Act was that it encouraged the establishment and maintenance of dame or infant schools in the rural districts, where there had previously been little provision for education. Finally, the Act set aside £100 to establish three scholarships at Codrington College, with the view of encouraging talent and worth when struggling with straitened circumstances. While Barbados had a long way to go before it achieved universal access to primary education, the Act passed on this day in 1850 can be seen as an important first step in that direction.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.